Hello, friends, and welcome to Day 19 of Lent. Happy Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to continue our reflection on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten Reflections. And I got a question for Janelle. What has stood out to you so far from all these readings?
The one that I feel like that keeps coming back to me and that I've seen implemented in my daily life is the example about the egg.
Oh, yeah.
And the acts of penance, how many acts of penance can be made by simply eating an egg?
Yeah.
And I just think, okay, so I'm taking a shower. How many acts of penance can I do while taking the shower? Or I'm washing the dishes. How many acts of penance can I do while washing these dishes? You know, there's like, you can basically increase your the amount of penances that you do in a day by a lot when you start thinking about it.
Hey, you don't have to look very far.
No.
Just look at your egg. What are your eggs? Comment below.
I love how you find your jokes so funny.
I am my best company, yeah.
Okay, and how about you? What stood out to you?
You know, I'm so tired today, I can't even think about what stood out to me other than what we have today. So this is what stood out to me today. To all who have sinned, I say that you ought to be ashamed to offend so great and so good a God. But you have no reason to be ashamed of confessing the sins which you have committed.
I underlined that too.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, the reason I did is because it's good to have a conscience that tells us what we have done has offended God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good kind of shame. The shame that moves us, at least enables us to repent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the opposite, the other side is that we should have no shame in confessing our sin because
That's right.
The only remedy for sin is God's forgiveness. And how can we receive it unless mm-hmm. we confess?
Yeah. And that's what stood out to me was this part. Sins concealed in confession are spiritual ulcers which mortify and become gangrenous. So basically he's making the point that the devil tries to remove shame prior to the sin so that we just enter into sin. And then he brings back the shame right as we're approaching the confessional so that we're too afraid to confess these sins. And yet what St. Alphonsus says also is that not repent of those sins or not confess those sins because then they become like ulcers, which will then could be our peril.
Quick clarification, mortal sin can only be forgiven through the sacrament of confession. Venial sin can be forgiven other ways, but if you're going to confession, it's a good practice, of course, always to confess mortal sin, as well as not to intentionally hide venial sin.
The analogy of a sheep and a wolf grabs it by its neck so that it can't cry out and warn the others or cry out for help. In a similar way, the devil comes and stifles that cry of repentance, that cry of confession, because he knows that that is our freedom to be able to confess our guilt before God. The man who acknowledges his guilt before a secular tribunal is condemned. But in the tribunal of Jesus Christ, they who confess their sins obtain pardon and receive a crown of eternal glory. Just thought about a criminal who stands before a secular judge and the judge says, how do you plead? And he says, guilty, and I'm sorry. He gets a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But when we stand before the King of Mercy in the confessional, and how do we plead? We say, guilty, and I'm sorry. We get a reward. What a difference.
Mm-hmm.
How the world treats sin compared to how God treats sin.
Mm-hmm.
And except the world will say it the opposite. The world will say God is the one who is condemning. God's not the one that condemns. We condemn ourselves by withholding our confession. It's the world that really condemns.
Mm-hmm.
It condemns what is good. What is good? Confessing our sin before the mercy of God. The world will say, no, there is no such thing as sin. Sin is whatever you think it should be. You make up your own rules and your own laws.
Mm.
And God has made this life. He's given it to us. And we have to live according to his law or else there is consequences. But there is freedom when we receive his forgiveness. So quick question. Have you ever had an honest confession where you have said everything? My experience is that most Catholics don't. Most Catholics withhold something in their confession because they're ashamed. And I know that was my experience up until I was 18, 19 years old. I'd never had an honest confession. And when I had my first honest confession, it was one of the most powerful experiences of God's love I've had in my life. Mm-hmm. I did not know the weight of sin in my life until it had been forgiven. So if there's anyone watching and you have a secret sin, let's call it. I heard somebody say, you are as sick as your secrets. And I know that has been true for myself. We rob ourselves when we aren't honest in the sacrament of confession. Mm-hmm. And so if there's anyone watching who has been hesitating, being completely honest and bringing out those skeletons before the mercy of God, just say you have nothing to lose mm-hmm. and everything to gain mm-hmm. in an honest confession.
Mm-hmm. And what if people are feeling like, but I can't get to confession right now? Or, you know, it's too hard for me to get to confession. I would say just try. Just try. And if one priest isn't available, try another priest. Because you do not want to miss out on the power of forgiveness in your life.
That's something worth fighting for.
Okay, last thought. Mm-hmm. All right, crown of thorns. I thought this was really powerful. Third sorrowful mystery is a crowning of thorns, or with thorns. And the fruit of the mystery is to increase in moral courage. And I just feel like that one is such an important virtue that we need to strive for in these times because we're all lacking courage, I find. But what they say about the crown of thorns is this. It was also that torture of his passion which lasted the longest, as Jesus suffered from the thorns up to his death, remaining as they did, fixed in his head. And then they go on to describe about the thorns and how, you know, they went right across the middle of his forehead and how they like punctured his skin and how painful it was. And yeah. Can't help but feel sorry for your sins when you think about Jesus dying on the cross.
Which is why it's exceedingly beneficial to meditate upon the passion of Jesus, especially during Lent.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never done the Way of the Cross, I'm going to link right up there. St. Alphonsus Liguori's Way of the Cross. So we did it. So that link is there for you. And also the link of the Rosary. Please pray along with us. And share this video with those who you think might be blessed. Friends, it's really an honor to be able to serve you this way consistently. Many of you are regulars showing up again and again and again. So thank you and welcome to all those new people. Mm-hmm. We're so happy you're with us.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
We'll see you tomorrow.